Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church with Reverend Joseph Martin Jr. as pastor is inviting you to a choir music workshop June 7th through the 10th featuring Elder Ernest Bowman Jr., the minister of music at the New Hope Baptist Church and the Second Baptist Church. He's also the advisor and director of the Southern University Gospel Choir in Baton Rouge. Registration for this workshop is $20 and you must register by May 26th. The Second Union Missionary Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
But look what James goes on to do. James goes on to complete his thought in verses 15 and 16. He says, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace. Be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? Now let me put it in everyday plain language. Praise God. God has given you the wherewithal. Amen. To provide what a brother or a sister needs. You should not tell them, praise God, to go in peace. Now I'm gonna pray for you. Oh, you know that's one of our pet peeves. Somebody called and they need something. I'm not talking about somebody that's greedy. I'm not talking about somebody that's trying to be underhanded, but I'm talking about somebody that needs something. Because if a brother or sister actually come to you and need something, the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you is going to let you know whether or not that person needs it or not. Praise God. And if you tell them, well, brother, I want you to go ahead on, sister, go on, and I'm going to pray for you. Praise God. The question is, have you shown, praise God, this love? Are you doing the work that God has called us to do? And then James closes that thought process out in verse 17 when he says that even so faith, if it has not works, praise God, it is dead being alone. Don't you know that I believe that God has faith to move a mountain? Don't you know that I believe that God has enough faith to supply all your needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus? But praise God, if a brother or sister comes to me and they are truly in need, praise God, the Spirit of God is going to speak to me and let me know. And praise God, and if he has put something in my pocket, praise God, and that person needs it, praise God, my faith is dead if I don't go into my pocket and say, brother, here is something to help you. Sister, here is something to help you. I'm talking about doing the good works of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount speaks about the influence, praise God, of the ideal citizen of the kingdom. Praise God, and a very marquee scripture that everyone in here know. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, when he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So our zealousness, praise God, for God's good work is validates the genuineness, praise God, of our faith in Jesus Christ. Because I will put this caveat on there. If we have faith in Jesus Christ, we will do as Jesus did.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
But not only does it validate, praise God, the genuineness of our faith, it expresses the nature of our Heavenly Father. You see, we know, everybody in here knows that God is good all the time. If we don't know, we can at least say it. Praise God. And all the time, God is good. The God we serve, let me tell you something, is not a cold, impassive, unmoved, unconcerned God in a distance somewhere. Praise God. You see, He is a doer of good and a giver of good to the sons and daughters, praise God, of men. Amen. We go to that ninth chapter of the book of John. We see that Jesus and his disciples were getting ready to walk, and they passed across a man who had been blind.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And his disciples asked him a question. Who sinned?
Yes, sir.
This man or his parents?
Yes, sir.
Because you do know what they believed back in those days.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They believe if something befalls you that was bad, man, somebody must have sinned.
Yes.
Either you sin or your parents sin.
Yes.
So they asked the question, but look what Jesus' reply to them in John chapter 9, verse 3 and 4. It says that Jesus answered. He said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God, praise God, should be made manifest in him. Amen. I must work the works of him that sent me. What? While it is still daylight. Can I remind all of us that nighttime is coming? Every time you get up,
yes, sir,
it's getting closer to nighttime for you.
Yes.
Praise God. Every time I get up,
yes,
it's getting closer to nighttime for me.
Yes.
Praise God. So I must work the work of him that sent me while it is yet day.
Yes.
Praise God. And that works mean looking out for the welfare of my brothers and my sisters.
Yes.
It means, praise God, looking out for those who are less fortunate. Praise God, something that we just don't see happening in our world today. Praise God, I said on last week, we live in a world where the rich get richer and the poor getting poor. And don't look like nobody is ever picking up their Bibles to look at what Jesus said. Praise God, you read from this Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God, every time Jesus Christ, God saw somebody in need. Praise God. Guess what? He satisfied that need. Praise God. If it's money that they needed, he satisfied it. Praise God. If it was eyesight that they needed, he satisfied it. If they were crippled, praise God, he satisfied them. In other words, he set an example for each of us. Amen. Amen. Jesus went about doing the work of his Father. He had a zeal about doing the work of his Father. And so should we. When we give ourselves to doing of good works, praise God, we give expression, amen, to the nature of our Father. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, we are not working to please man. We do God's good work, praise God, to save and to make disciples of men. You see, we cannot allow hard feelings. We cannot allow dislikes. We cannot allow bad relationships or bad habits to get in the way of our work for God. We must work while it is yet day. And I said a little earlier, because nighttime is coming, praise God. And God's nature is a nature of love. And we should let love I'm talking about the love of God and of mankind, be the driving force in our good works. So our zeal for God's good works, praise God, expresses itself in the nature of our Heavenly Father. But number three, our zealousness for God's good work, praise God, it imitates the pattern of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me see anybody here used to sow. I say used to because I know these young folks don't. They don't know anything about no pattern. Y'all know what their pattern is. Can I name their pattern? JCPenney, Walmart, Stein. Back in the days, I know that I can see some folks out there. Now, back in the days, you can go to the store, buy you a pattern, amen, and then you can make your dress that look just as well as the one that you bought at JCPenney. But praise God, you see, we must imitate the pattern of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, that term Christian means what? Christ-like. Each of us are to imitate the pattern of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because in that 10th chapter of Acts, we find Peter, after, praise God, Cornelius had come to his house. Peter did the same pattern, praise God, that Jesus Christ did. Look what Peter shared with Cornelius. He shared with him, he said, how God had anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about what? Doing good. Praise God. Let me just put that, because some people don't believe that's in their Bible. Put Acts 10:38 up there. Praise God. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. You see, Jesus was a tireless worker in doing God's good work. Praise God for those whom he came in contact with. Can I just reel off some things that he did? Praise God. Jesus was a healer of those who were sick. Jesus was a teacher to the unlearned and the needy. Jesus was busy, praise God, at the task of helping men to see, not only physically, but spiritually. Jesus worked to enable people to hear, not only with their ear, but praise God, with the ears of their heart. Jesus worked with a great zeal, praise God, to the point to point people to God. And finally, Jesus continued.